Craig, how is your bottle?
do you know what, right? Last night I saw that basically I thought, right, what time does the match kick off? I looked at 8:05 and they were 1-0 up after 1 minute, and I thought, I'm absolutely not watching this football match, no way. And I looked again about 2 minutes before Newcastle scored, and it was still 1-0, and I thought, oh well, like, I'll just tune in just to see in case like Newcastle are going to get back into it or whatever. And they score, and I'm going absolutely mad. And then they score again, and it's just like, I'd imagine it was the same for everyone, just sort of like bouncing around the kitchen, pacing, waiting for the full time result. And like, we're not used to this, really, are we? Like, the last time I remember this happening was 13-14, but it was towards the end of the season. I'm thinking of games, you know, the Chelsea Sunderland one where Sunderland beat them, the Man City Sunderland one where they're at the end of draw. You're sort of like, you're watching these games just hoping and hoping that this team can do something for you. And Rafa Benitez, what a fella. What an absolute fella. Was absolutely made up. My bottle now. I feel better. Obviously, we have the chance to go 7 points clear, and it's not even February yet, and that'll be huge. I think if you look at the defeats that they had before Christmas, it was big in sort of telling the rest of the Premier League that this side can be beaten at home. And I think last night was brilliant because it looked like City had been building up momentum, playing absolute shite, to be honest, but they were building momentum through scoring loads of goals and winning games, and Newcastle have stopped that short.
Sean, I think a lot of people are once bitten, twice shy, and when it comes to this sort of thing with Liverpool, I think in the past, particularly in our lifetimes, Liverpool have got to, probably not really got to these kind of stages, but when they have been ahead in leagues, it's sort of not worked out in the end for one reason or another. But there is a different feeling with this team, isn't there? There's a different feeling around the club, for one. I think there's not sort of any infighting going on. We've got a manager and a board who are steering the same direction as the supporters for the most part as well, and all that feeling seems to be translating to the players on the pitch, and it's working for us in the stands as well. You sort of hear all the new songs coming out, and it feels like this is probably in our lifetimes, well, definitely for me, I don't know about you, but this is the best time for me to be a Liverpool supporter.